So thank you everyone for making it to the last presentation of the last session of a long day. So today I'm going to be talking about drug-related poisoning deaths among enrollees in the World Trade Center Health Registry. So in the last few years, as some of you know, we've been talking more and more about drug and alcohol overdose deaths. In 2013, more than 43,000 U.S. deaths were attributed to unintentional drug poisoning. And from here going forward, I'm just going to call drug poisoning overdose deaths. And in my study, I will be looking at both unintentional and intentional. So in the U.S., just over half of unintentional drug poisonings were related to prescription drugs. And of those related to prescription drugs, almost three-fourths involved an opioid analgesic, so that's something like Percocet or oxycodone or OxyContin. And about a third involved a benzodiazepine, so those are anti-anxiety medications like Xanax or Alprazolam, Valium, Ativan. And in fact, overdose death rates have actually been on the rise in the last decade or so, and they've more than doubled from 6.1 to 13.8 per 100,000 people from 1999 to 2013. And rates for deaths involving opioids have quadrupled in the same time period from 1.4 to 5.1 per 100,000 persons. In New York City, from 2000 to 2013, there were over 10,000 overdose deaths in New York City. And that rate has increased about 41% from 2010 to 2003. So they've really been on the rise over the last couple of years. In 2013, almost all of overdose deaths in New York City involved more than one substance. Three-fourths involved an opioid, and that could have included heroin. Just over a fourth involved an opioid analgesic. And of opioid analgesic overdoses, 60% included a benzodiazepine. So some risk factors for prescription painkiller abuse and overdose are getting multiple prescriptions from multiple physicians and going to multiple pharmacies to fill these prescriptions. Taking high daily dosages of prescription painkillers that may have been prescribed for a legitimate condition, but the doses start to escalate as one becomes tolerant. Living in a rural area or having low income, and then having a mental health condition or a history of alcohol and substance abuse. And in the study I'm going to be talking about, while I don't have a lot of data to confirm it, I think these are the two factors that are really coming into play in this population. So why look at overdose among a 9/11 exposed population? The September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks in New York City exposed hundreds of thousands of persons to myriad psychological and physical hazards, both on the day of 9/11 and for days, months, and weeks thereafter in people's homes and workplaces. And this had lots of negative impacts on physical health, so injuries that ranged from cuts, scrapes, broken bones to very severe burns. And then chronic conditions like asthma have really been on the rise in the exposed population. And then, of course, the effects on mental health. So, for example, as you heard before, post-traumatic stress disorder or PTSD and depression. And multiple studies have found that alcohol and drug use are often used as a coping strategy or a form of self-medication to moderate the effects of mental health conditions like PTSD. And studies have found significant increases in alcohol use after 9/11, particularly among persons with PTSD or very high levels of 9/11 exposure. And there were limited studies on drug use after the attacks, but they also have found increases in use. And then finally, in 2011, the World Trade Center Health Registry conducted an all-cause mortality study. And while we did not have elevated, we had lower than expected rates of all-cause mortality, we did find elevated rates in a category called other mental health disorders, which does include deaths related to the use of opioids, cocaine, and other psychoactive substances. And these rates were slightly elevated among rescue and recovery workers. So these findings of the elevated mortality, elevated drug use after 9/11, led us to decide to do our own alcohol and drug mortality study. Because there has been no study to date that's looked at mortality specifically related to alcohol and drug use among persons who were directly exposed to the disaster. So the goals of the study I'm presenting today were to identify deaths attributable to overdose among enrollees whose death occurred in New York City, and then to examine factors associated with overdose compared to deaths from all other causes exclusive of alcohol and drug use. So the data source for this study is the World Trade Center Health Registry. And this is a closed cohort study of over 71,000 persons who were directly exposed to the WTC disaster in New York City on 9/11. Registry enrollees include both rescue, recovery, and cleanup workers, and those would be professional as well as volunteers, and then non-rescue recovery workers, so lower Manhattan residents, area workers, school students, and people who were passing through the area on that day. And we have four survey waves. Wave one, our baseline survey, was conducted from 2003 to 2004. Wave two was from 2006 to 2007. Wave three was conducted from 2011 to 2012. And we are currently in the process of collecting data for our fourth survey, and we expect that to go into the beginning of 2016. So death records were obtained via match with the New York City Office of Vital Statistics. And first, we selected all records for which either the underlying cause of death or at least one contributing factor were related to alcohol or other drugs. I was then able to review all the death certificates as well as charts from the Office of the Chief Medical Examiner of New York City, because most of these cases were referred for examination. And that's why I chose to limit this study to New York City, people whose deaths occurred in New York City, because I wanted to be able to do those two things with ease. So the study sample is limited to enrollees who completed our Wave 1 survey, and they had to have completed it on their own. It could not have been completed by proxy. We are interested in those 18 or older at Wave 1, and their death had to occur between 2004 and 2012 in New York City. So overdose deaths were deaths that occurred as a result of drug or alcohol poisoning, either as the cause of death or one of the contributing factors. And we excluded two cases that only involved acetaminophen or Tylenol poisoning because I was more interested in drugs of abuse. And then the comparison groups were enrollees whose deaths were related to all other causes except deaths related to alcohol or drug use, either as the underlying cause of death or a contributing factor. We looked at the usual demographic characteristics, all which were collected at the Wave 1 survey because most of the decedents only completed the Wave 1 survey. PTSD, 9/11 related PTSD at Wave 1 was assessed using the PTSD checklist, or the PCL-17. And that's a 17-item scale that corresponds to the DSM-4 criteria. Questions were asked specific to the events of 9/11. The scores range from 17 to 85, and a score of 44 or greater was used to indicate probable PTSD. And then we looked at selected 9/11 exposures, so whether someone had been present in the towers, whether they witnessed three or more horrific events, if they had been caught in the dust and debris cloud resulting from the collapse of the towers, if they had sustained an injury other than just eye irritation, if they had been a rescue recovery worker, and then I also put these five exposures into an exposure level variable, so 0 to 1 exposures versus 2 to 5. I used descriptive statistics to describe the observed deaths, so cause of death, substances involved, manner of death. I compared overdoses to all other deaths using bivariate analyses, and factors that were significant at the bivariate level were included in a multivariable regression where the reference category was all other deaths. So the largest proportions of decedents were male, were white, were age 45 or older, had attended at least some college, had an income of higher than $75,000 in 2002, were married, and were non-smokers. And this is pretty reflective of the overall registry population at the first survey, with the exception, which makes sense, of age. Only about 45% of enrollees were over 45 at the time of the first interview. About a fourth had 9/11 related PTSD. Only 4% had been present in the towers, but more than a third had witnessed three or more horrific events. More than half were caught in the dust cloud. 12% had sustained an injury, and only 22% of decedents were rescue recovery workers. And just over a third fell into the higher exposure category. So in total, there were 1,161 deaths, and as you can see, almost all of them were from all other causes. Only 3% were overdoses. The majority of overdoses were considered accidental. 9% were suicides, and 12% were coded as natural deaths. And most of the deaths from all other causes were considered natural. Among the overdoses, 72% of the overdoses in this population involved multiple drugs and alcohol. Only 2 involved heroin. 63% included a prescription drug usually either a benzodiazepine or an opioid analgesic. 28% included both. 22% included an opioid analgesic but not a benzodiazepine. And 13% included a benzo but not an opioid. And then among all other deaths, just in case you were curious, the main causes of death were atherosclerotic heart disease, lung cancer, and diabetes. So as I mentioned, we compared several factors among the two types of deaths, and shown here are the ones that were statistically significantly different from each other. The bars are column percents or proportions of each type of death. And okay, they look the colors they're supposed to. The bluish turquoise ones are the overdoses, and the purpley ones are from all other causes. So males accounted for more than 3/4 of overdoses and only just about half of deaths from all other causes. 50% of overdoses occurred in enrollees who were aged 44 or younger, compared to only 10% of deaths from all other causes. This makes sense. Younger persons are more likely to be using alcohol and other drugs, and are probably less likely to die from more chronic conditions. Just under half had never been married, and that is probably to do with the age. More than half of overdoses occurred among smokers, compared to only 20% of deaths from all other causes. And more than half of overdoses occurred among enrollees with PTSD. And again, the proportions of enrollees with 9/11 exposures were higher among overdoses than all other deaths. So witnessing three or more events, having been in the dust cloud. What I think is probably our most striking finding is that the proportion of overdoses who had sustained an injury is three times the proportion of those who died from all other causes. 63% of overdoses occurred among rescue recovery workers, and almost 3/4 had two or more of the cumulative 9/11 exposures. So these are the results from the multinomial regression, looking at the significant factors other than exposure. I didn't put that in the first model. So as you can see, the odds of dying of an overdose were, compared to other causes of death, were significantly elevated for men who had more than a threefold increase in odds, more than six times greater among enrollees 18 to 44, four times greater among smokers, and a threefold increase among enrollees with 9/11 related PTSD. So then I looked at each exposure separately, adjusting for gender, age, smoking, and PTSD. And these are the ones that were significant. Exposure level was almost there at just over two times the odds. But again, any injury is a really striking finding. Enrollees that sustained an injury were almost four times more likely to have died of an overdose than from another cause. And there was an over twofold increase among rescue and recovery workers, who generally are the higher exposed group. So some limitations of the study are that the data on PTSD, it is a self-administered questionnaire, and data on exposure are self-reported. I don't have information, because I didn't write the first survey, on alcohol or illicit prescription drug use at wave one or prior to 9/11. And there were some problems with how death certificates are coded in the early 2000s. So as you saw, I had, you know, four overdoses that were coded as natural deaths. So sometimes things were not coded exactly as you would expect. But the strengths that, you know, I did pull from a large sample size, we have a wide range of data. And the population is entirely composed of those who were directly exposed to the disaster. And because I work for the New York City Department of Health, it was very easy for me to get access to death certificates and the medical examiner's charts. So in summary, compared to deaths from all other causes, we observed associations between overdose deaths, 9/11 related exposure, and PTSD. Overdoses were more likely to occur among males, among younger enrollees, among smokers, rescue recovery workers, those who had been injured, and those with 9/11 related PTSD. So I think some of the takeaways from this is that it's really important that after a disaster or a traumatic event, that those who've been exposed, particularly those who sustain an injury and may be placed on pain medications or anti-anxiety medications, and then rescue recovery workers, be given educational materials and counseling about alcohol and other substance use or misuse, on safe use of medications. And then post-disaster, I think it's key that substance use be included in all mental health screenings, both for current disorders and at-risk behaviors. And then particularly in the 9/11 programs that are providing post-event treatment, if somebody comes in with a comorbid substance use disorder and another mental health condition like PTSD, More often than not, they are being referred elsewhere to have the substance use disorder treated, and they're not being treated concomitantly. And it's kind of problematic to not really be treating. I know it's hard to treat both at the same time, but it's really key to treat the underlying mental health condition when you're trying to address the substance use problem. So some future plans is going to be a matched case control study, I will be combining overdose with all other alcohol and drug-related deaths, because as I was preparing this presentation, I was planning to show all three, but the overdose and the all other alcohol deaths, with the exception of age, are very similar. So I'll be doing a matched case control study. I will also look at deaths outside of New York City and plan to calculate standardized mortality ratios. So I just want to thank co-authors on this study, the Chief Medical Examiner of New York City's office, the Vital Statistics office, Denise from our Bureau of Alcohol and Drugs, and a lot of other letters, and lastly, our funders. Thank you. Because I said everything, right?
I was just wondering how the age-adjusted rates of this population, because they vary slightly compared to the overall population in New York City, if they had higher rates of drug-involved overdoses compared to New York City, or higher rates compared to other similar neighborhoods, maybe like East Village and Chelsea.
So I imagine it's going to be lower. We haven't compared them directly yet. The software used to compare mortality rates would be the life table analysis system from NIOSH, and it is pre-coded. So that's why when the original mortality study, those other mental health disorders actually also included dementia and some other non-drug related. So we have to work with NIOSH to kind of crack the system to be able to have a comparable population. And then we also have some issues about what is the right comparable population, and restricting it, because while these deaths occurred in New York City, some of the folks actually did live outside in one of the surrounding counties. But based on just the raw numbers, I'm going to assume that we're probably a little bit lower than the city as a whole.
Any other questions? Okay, if not, this concludes the session. Thank you very much.